Oh, let's go ahead and introduce this, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's degeneracy time. We are back with the Grimms. I don't know. I guess this is an adult game corner. I guess.
It could be whatever you want.
I guess. I mean, it's definitely an adult game. It's banned for Steam for being too sexually explicit.
What have you been calling it?
So, adult game corner is what we do with being a dick and all that. So, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I guess this is an adult game. So, Grimm's Adult Game Corner, and we are back with Super Seducer 3. So, let's go ahead and get started. From ancient archaeological finds, we know that since the dawn of human history, men have fantasized about sexing two chicks with one dick. Fortunately, for the first time, we can learn the exact method that you can use to effortlessly score threesomes with hot chicks. Enjoy! Custom mode locked. Achieve any ending on this level to unlock. Okay. That looks nice.
Fantastic. I've never seen anything like this.
He must be doing really well for himself.
Yeah.
No, it's really pretty. You can see the pop.
He's very wealthy.
Been there? Yeah, I've been there. Wow. So cool. Oh, it's definitely worth coming here.
It's very nice in the daytime as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Thanks for inviting us.
I like how he's very humble about it.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody likes someone that just brags on himself
right.
All the time.
But it's rosé, and it's organic, and it's quite nice, so I think it's going to be good.
Oh, why do you prefer a rosé over a white or red wine?
I like red usually, but in champagne it's quite nice to have rosé. It's kind of more sweet.
Should I aim it at you? Better be careful. Be careful.
Here we go. Look at that.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I was really thirsty. How about you?
Taking his time on that.
Yeah, he's really making it.
Okay.
It's hot.
It's hot here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
We got a
hold on, let me slip a Mickey in there.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
I bet that's an option. No.
What? Tell them how you can do a push-up on six finger.
Suggest.
You leave all phones on the counter away from where you sit. Apply some light pressure by telling them it's your birthday, and since you were a little kid, you really wanted to have a threesome.
What is the D? Tell them.
The time you went on a champagne tasting in France.
I would say that one, yeah.
This is very nice, but I don't know, do you girls like Cristal or Dom Perignon better?
I'm more of a Cristal person.
Cristal,
yeah.
Like 2003?
Maybe a little bit later.
Yeah? Oh no, the older one's better. And I was in Champagne district of France and went to Dom Perignon. And they had like all of the super old ones from the 70s and 80s and you know the huge bottles, all the different selections and yeah, tried unlimited amounts all day long. Yeah, it was really, really great. Drove around in a nice Rolls Royce.
The phone one probably the best answer.
It was really cool. Those are the good days. Anyway, I mean for you guys that's fine, right?
Yeah, for us it's fine.
If you do want to show off or have something show off worthy, it's much better that it comes out from them asking you about something rather than you just having your prepared story to talk about it. So maybe if they'd asked if you know about champagne, then you
can.
So it
doesn't sound like you got your conversation
script.
And they ask about it and then you give the information. And you can use that in all kinds of cases, whether it's about your car or whatever it is that you want to say. It's much better if they ask the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Get ready.
W. No,
nothing wrong. I was just enjoying the intricate dance of the bubbles in the glass. It kind of reminded me from the environment of a Tarkovsky movie.
Oh, Tarkovsky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he had a better and a fuller understanding of the temporal nature of the art form.
Sure, Rich, but you need to keep in mind he wasn't a dramatist.
Mm.
He was a filmmaker.
True.
I didn't really like his movies.
Oh.
Play the three questions game.
Okay.
Dildos. Part of me just wants to see that.
We could always go back and do the crappiest question.
Tell them about your three marriages and show pictures.
Oh, no. Play three questions, obvious.
I just had a psychic feeling. Do you ever feel something? Like predict the future or guess something and then it happens. Does it ever happen to you?
I guess it's just coincidence, right?
I think I could
do something.
Believe
in magic. I don't believe in anything like that.
Let's try something. Because I'm really feeling it now.
Well, I'm up for a training.
Okay, I'm going to guess some things about you, Denise.
Okay.
That just seems so exhausting.
Really difficult things. So the first thing, what's the name?
Almost have a layout of what your conversation's going to be.
On your mother's side, her first name.
Her first name?
Yeah.
You want to know or are you going to guess it?
No, you need to think it. But
I need
don't
to
tell
think
me.
It. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Kid. Okay. I've written it down.
Okay.
Actually.
Magic.
You hold this to keep it safe. And just so we know, what was it?
It was Seneca.
Seneca?
Yeah.
Okay. Like with a C or S?
With an S, yeah.
Seneca.
Yeah.
You'll
see.
Little
hard name.
You'll see if I got it right.
Yeah,
later.
I wonder.
Okay. Next thing you need to tell me is do you have a boss in your work?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Think of your boss's name.
Okay. I got it, yeah.
It's really hard to remember your boss's
name. Gonna wrap Seneca and hand it to her, hold on to this.
Actually,
I think he remembers my name.
Okay, so that should be your boss's name.
Right.
Okay, and just so we know, what's his name?
Thomas,
that's easier. Okay.
That's easier.
Okay, final question. Let's make it easier one because it's...
So basically he'll get 2 out of 3.
The mountain or the seaside? If you're on holiday.
Oh.
In the mountains, but don't tell me yet. I'm going to write it down.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Mountain. Alright, let's see.
I would actually prefer mountains too.
Yeah, right?
Let's see. I don't know.
Okay.
What one do you want to open first? Try this one.
Okay, cool.
See what this one was.
Okay.
What's it say?
It says her name, Zinica. Yeah.
That's your granny.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alright, try the next one.
Okay. If you're gonna get this right, I'm gonna be actually impressed. Thomas! Oh my god!
So he already knew what the last question was going to be. It was the two options.
Do this trick.
Third one. I thought C. You really don't like the C? So
I had C.
Did you say it just to tell me the truth? Did you say it just to trick me? Like you thought I like C, but I'm going to put mountain. I'm
going to
say mountain.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, that's kind of cornier. They're really stupid.
C first.
What did they do? How did he know?
So there's three questions.
I didn't see it.
Wrote down the last question, what he thought they might put. So he put C on the first question, which was what was her mother's name. second one, he asked her about
balls,
and he wrote the mother's. He didn't let him see what he's writing. He just wrote it, folded it, and handed it to her.
Yes, we do understand. You just explained it.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice one for figuring it out.
Then wrote guys, Thomas when they asked yeah. that.
Before,
see
that. Yeah.
Not coming to your apartment, but now I see that you're normal and not like those crazy boys or party people who right. do lots of drugs.
Yeah, we don't do lots of drugs. Yeah. I mean, not lots.
Not much.
You know, it's just from Holland, so
oh,
it's like,
yeah.
it's legal. It's legal.
Oh,
off,
I see.
Marijuana, brownies, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, oh, you're pretty
yeah.
experienced.
And you? Have you tried?
No.
Nothing.
No, I've never tried.
Oh,
no.
You're so innocent.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any in the house.
I'm scared
yeah.
that I get addicted to it, so I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not into it. Yeah, I don't want to
okay.
try.
Well, we're not gonna peer pressure you.
Definitely
know.
Not.
It's your choice if you don't want it. Let's not stand around in the kitchen. Why don't we go and sit down over here? We'll be more
okay,
comfortable.
Lovely.
Let them sit anywhere to be more comfortable. Arrange couch so they can only sit in a certain place?
I don't... I want to say C.
But I want to say B.
But B seems... yeah, well, try B, see what happens.
Yeah, so... Hey, you gotta sit here.
Oh, okay.
Nice little space for you there.
Well, they like that command. They respect that. See, that wasn't that hard. It was a command, that, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool if you kind of take control of the positioning
right.
because it could be make or break. And in this case, it's better to have them sitting close
he
by.
He showed dominance.
Another awful
yeah.
Evil tip is that you could turn down the temperature and then give them a blanket so that they need to snuggle together.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, whenever I saw him, I thought that he was... a sleazy party boy,
right?
You know, one of those guys who's in the clubs every day chasing young girls.
Well, you're the first one that I spoke to. Actually, second. So she was
yeah,
the first.
I literally couldn't agree more. I thought when I first saw him, he was like a sex tourist or something
tourist.
Like that. Yeah,
I
we met in the ball, and I was like, what? And then you know, you live
totally
here.
Got
yeah,
that feeling.
I'm not a sex tourist while I'm here. Definitely not.
Fair enough. And he turned out to be actually, you know, a nice person.
How does it go to the bathroom? Yeah, try
yeah
that.
Let's try that.
Guys, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I actually love this place. It's so good.
There.
He wasn't
what
back.
What did I miss?
Oh.
Laughing? I miss some laughing.
Yeah, at you.
Sorry.
We're laughing with you.
Talk to me!
Yeah. No, it's okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Laughing is laughing. Laughing is good.
Yeah.
You live longer if you
yeah.
laugh.
Yeah, very true. And
that's why I'm so serious. I don't want to live. She just laughs all the time. It's
yeah.
easy.
She already made contact.
Yeah.
That's
I want to live longer.
Tell
that's
tell.
Why I'm laughing all the time.
Yeah, that's right. This is a lesson for when you're in your house and you just want to get a bit closer to her. Instead of just moving and doing it, which is a bit awkward, go to the bathroom, go and get something, and then when you come back, be closer. You okay there? You're a bit hot.
Oh, yeah. Kind of hot.
Shall I turn on the air conditioner?
Yes, please.
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh my god.
Just have to.
Okay.
What's that?
No, it's okay.
Yes, it is.
Just messages and then.
Oh, hey. That's where you should have asked about putting the phones.
So,
are you?
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Just use
the phone for audiobooks, Spotify. Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
All okay?
Yeah.
Your family safe?
Yeah, everyone's
cool.
Safe. The world is safe. Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's so good that I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh, great. Lucky you. I have to go to work tomorrow, yeah. But not too early. Maybe in the afternoon.
Oh, great. Very good as well. I don't need to go. Seems like Denise is more comfortable than Caroline.
That's too. I'm very confused.
Said Denise was more comfortable than Caroline?
Yeah. We're probably gonna fuck this up.
I would. I would say kiss Carol. Or kiss Denise since she's more comfortable and maybe it would cause Caroline to fall asleep.
So be.
Or kiss them both.
C?
Try C. What the hell?
Oh man, this is pretty good. Oh, we fucked up.
Oh.
Let me tell you how it is, though, at least. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. You all just put your heads and then you put your tongues all together
okay,
in the middle.
Okay, just.
He did one of his goofy, pervy things.
Stay.
Hello, Caroline's mom. Caroline's mom, hello. Hello, Caroline's mom.
Oh my god, that's awful.
You really going? Oh man. Hey,
Denise,
you want to watch a movie or something?
No.
Come on.
No.
A short movie. Any movie you want.
Maybe a trailer?
Okay. Let's watch some trailers. Yeah?
Oh, so that was a bad move. Okay.
Try that.
That worked.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of first.
It's better
then
to
I
kiss
like,
the girl first that you were with the longest because you know that she'll be more up for it.
So I went to the bathroom earlier and I saw your NLP certificate.
Yeah.
Is there anything cool you can teach us?
Master practitioner level. Like the top level.
We're in good hands then.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, if you want mind control and hypnosis, I'm the guy.
Oh.
No, but it's good. Like, it's good for
please
sales.
Don't practice it on us.
No, I won't. Don't worry. You have to get your consent, so I wouldn't do it. But it teaches like stuff like persuasion and.
Yeah, then he wrote a book on all
language
that.
Language and all of that. So something cool is, would you like to learn how to tell when someone is lying?
Okay.
Yeah.
That must
sure.
be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So when someone's talking and then they remember something visual. So imagine like if I asked you what you had for breakfast, you will look up and to the right. And that means there is something that you remembered.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So you'll look up to the right. But if I asked you to tell me what you had for breakfast and make up something, a lie in the middle, then you would look up and to the right to remember what you actually had. And then when you think of the lie, you look up and to the left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can tell when someone's lying based on where they look.
So,
accessing cues.
Hmm.
Wow. So you've been looking at our eyes all evening?
Yeah, I forgot all that, yeah.
You
and
forgot.
I trust you. And I don't mind if you lie.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's see. Just beforehand, say, God, this is boring.
Oh, God, that's a
mesh
that.
The two girls' heads together, try to get. Try the forehand massage. See.
You know, I've got this injury from tennis. It's like I was watching a lot of tennis, moving my neck. I got the injury, so I love massage.
The spin the bottle seems like it would be too.
Yeah.
Kids. Yeah.
Have you ever had a forehand massage?
Oh, no.
I never had one.
No.
Well, I'm quite good at giving a massage. Are you good at giving a massage?
I'm decent.
We could maybe give her a forehand massage.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah? Well, a massage is something that everyone would enjoy. It feels good, and it's a good way that to transition from creepy. Sitting in their dress to being.
No, it's not so creepy when you're asking a woman to do it with you. Because they're both doing it together. The one woman is doing it with him, so therefore it's not so creepy.
It seems to me that Richard is trying to have a threesome with us. What do you think?
I don't think he would, right?
He looks like he's up to something all the time. I'm disgusted. Keeper guessing.
I don't know. I'm very confused.
I would say B.
That one? Agree, exaggerate, and change subject?
Sure.
Threesome. Well, actually, you got me, right? Because we're just waiting. When you hear the doorbell, it's going to be a team of midgets and some animals, and then we're all going to have, like, a big thing and a bunch of... Yeah, but... Oh, sound good. So you were right. You're right. But you just forgot about
it. It's kind of just playing it off. Not...
Always remember the midgets. Can't have a threesome without them around. The little guys.
But you never know what...
Right.
It's going to entail because there's so many ways to...
That's actually
true.
Good, okay.
It's normally better to kind of agree and exaggerate and make it ridiculous.
And
so
people laugh, right.
Are you ready for your massage?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let me get... I'm going to get a towel for the couch.
And so what kind of massage do you like?
Oh, I actually enjoy Thai massage.
Oh, Thai?
Yeah.
Why do you?
I've been to Thailand recently, and
okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Stand up.
Oh, what
yeah.
do I do now?
Oh, stand up and let me put this. Let's put this. Can you take
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course.
What is...
Like this?
Doing it like an actual massage.
Something like that. Maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
Move this cushion. And I've got this nice oil.
Oh.
Relax.
Okay.
Make it close your eyes. It's pretty.
Wow. Okay. Take off your top and lie down. Okay, lie down on your front and leave your bra on, but unhook it. That's probably what you would
yeah,
do.
Yeah, try B. That way it's not
okay,
too.
What should we do? Take your top off, but you can leave your bra on if you don't mind getting oil on it or unhook it. And then, yeah, just lie down on your front here.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, that seems most.
This is the better language to use psychologically.
Yeah.
You're focused on what
she's. Because remember, she's
on
thinking about.
Rather than what she takes off.
Right. You tell her, hey, keep your bra on. All right, letters, sir.
Okay. S. Shift. W. A. S. D. Space.
Oh, did I do it wrong?
I guess some of them you didn't do. Try.
Oh.
You like that?
Ouch, no.
You,
it
too strong? Okay, okay, okay.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's like this?
Like, where did you get your degree?
I feel so relaxed.
That's good.
Well, hopefully it didn't fuck
it. I told you, forehand massage.
Yeah.
Forehands are better than one. And you know what? She's so great, right?
Yeah.
I was watching her work. Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're so good. You deserve a reward.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Are you up for it?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
They've had a little alcohol. They're good. And I do mean...
He looks like he perfs out.
Yeah. But I think he's exaggerating for the camera.
He might be, but... I mean... some people have a look that they can put off. Right. And you're like,
so it's gonna be a nice day today, right?
That's all right.
Doesn't look like it.
But, hey, bro.
Oh, look who's here. Sleepy
head.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good
morning. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Good.
There's a coffee.
We did it.
I don't see why this was banned. It cuts out most of the...
Steam allows hentai, and they'll get rid of this, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. We did pretty good.
Yeah.
Still got some time. What's the next one? Get her into bed, part one.
Alright, we can do part one.
Yeah.
In the friend zone, or been told that you are nice, but that she doesn't want to date you. Pay close attention to this level. Here, we'll be focused on doing everything right on the first date to build sexual attraction, take her home, and make sweet love.
If you're very serious about a girl, should you still make moves on a first or second date? I don't know if I should be reading these or not.
Show her more respect.
No, and tell her directly that that's not what you're looking for. You don't need to kiss her, but at least build some sexual tension. No, show her more respect so she knows you like her. And... yes, try to kiss her and see how it goes.
You don't need to kiss her, but at least...
build some sexual tension. Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, this will also work. You don't actually have to try to kiss her to create sexual tension and make her feel some desire for you. It's all about having some chemistry, and you don't necessarily need to act on it at the first opportunity. As long as you get to it at some point, don't wait too long and miss the boat.
Nose hairs. Oh, I hate them. Oh, I hate them.
I don't care to do. I got a.
Yeah, I got a trimmer. I don't use that. That fucking hurts.
I'll sometimes reach with my fingers.
Yeah, they hurt. Oh my god, I hate them. If you want a casual relationship, friends with benefits, what should you do differently? Don't connect as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. If you don't connect too much and don't talk about deep emotions or even get to know each other that well, that will mean that, you know, she can't get too attached to you. And if
yeah,
you just
I mean, Drexel talks about all that.
You don't go and break her heart.
Right.
Actually, that anyway, works so too. If you are trying to date someone,
yeah,
a lot of times.
Like I told you, it's the promotion for the horror seducing game, but we did it in Chinese because China is like a big games market. So I think it went well. I had to learn quite a bit of the script in Chinese, and I couldn't read it. I had to look at the camera. And...
so you can speak? Can you say like a few words or something?
Yeah, I guess I can tell you the beginning of it. So,
okay.
Just the first part. Let me think. Okay, it goes like this. Hi, 大家好. 我想为中国玩家带来一个好消息。I
see you, Alex.
I'm very Chinese.
Yeah, that's good. That's the main thing.
Not that I can understand
it,
but yeah.
We'll see. That's all. Or if I said it right.
Ni hao, ni hao.
As long as they like the game. It's
okay. Cool. So when is
we may have Chinese viewers, man. So, hey, with the Chinese viewers that are here, they're cool, right?
Yeah, that's quite a while.
But,
okay.
Anyway, cheers
to that.
How do I make her more likely to come back with me?
Let's see.
Chinese Super Seducer 2 promo? Talk about how you are looking for a serious relationship, not something casual. Find a way to get her to look a picture of your dick by accident? Subtly hint at your sexual prowess. Mention some things you can do together in the future.
Mention some things you can do. Oh,
what's the question?
How to get her back to your house?
Yeah, that worked.
Mention some things you can find a way. Subtly hint. Subtly say.
You do think?
I think so.
On my way here tonight, my ex texted me. Like, we're still friends. Like, yeah. She's not like, let's get back together.
I see.
She doesn't usually say that. Mm-hmm. But she's got this new boyfriend, so she was texting me and she was like, yeah, I've got a new boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how is it? And she says, all good. But he's not very good in bed. And she was.
And you are?
Well, I can't tell. I mean, it's for other people to judge. But she did mention something about that, actually. She was saying something like, the sex life is not that great with this guy. And I wish you knew how to do what you did. And I haven't met a guy like that since then. Class. I could do if it's not
you
inappropriate.
You could do that. Yeah. Why not?
Just some tips, at least.
Yeah.
Just have to find. It's quite hard because a lot of guys have ego, and then you tell them they're no good in bed, and they're.
Yeah, and then they just cry all night long. Mm.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah. And you have to leave. You know. Yeah. That happens, you know.
No, I don't really think this is a smooth way to do it.
No, really.
You show your sexual prowess. It's much better to, you know, be comfortable in your skin, to lead, to make the decisions, and seem like you know what you're doing.
Okay.
Cheers again.
Cheers.
By the way, I saw your music video.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the song. Very nice. And your voice is very good.
Thank you. Did you like the video concept?
The video was pretty cool, yeah. And I saw in the comments someone said that you sing like Adele, or they found the next Adele or something like that.
I got a date with a singer superstar Friday.
Yeah.
But I've got a question.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind. Like, you know, there's these singers that lip sync and then they have all the effects on their voice and stuff. So, do you sing as well in real life?
Of course.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think I could hear some? Just a little bit.
Maybe later this evening, we'll see.
Well, for now, why not?
I don't know, I'm into crowded, loud,
but...
Yeah, go for it a little bit.
Doesn't look very loud.
Doesn't look very crowded or loud to me.
I don't know your songs.
Not my songs, you can pick any song.
Oh my god, that's even harder.
And I will check your music taste.
Should be by a woman, or can be.
Yeah, better.
I like the Adele James Bond one.
The Skyfall?
Yeah, when the sky falls.
Okay.
I actually do like that song,
like
I said.
I do like Adele's music.
Sometimes, rolling in a deep with
a fire starting in my heart, reaching the fever pitch is bringing me out the dark.
Sorry. Just me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's lovely. Very nice.
So what do you do? Like, what hobbies do you have?
I've got quite a lot of hobbies. Really, really many different ones.
How do I make her feel safer with me?
Comedy!
I'm not a rapist. No.
Just okay. This is important. Show some pics with family and friends, especially females. Tell her you are not much of a man and got beaten up by a girl before. Talk about how much you believe in female empowerment, so you will always ask if it's okay to make any moves with her. Tell her about your gun collection and how you can protect her.
Hey. When you read them out loud, it makes the answer a lot easier.
Family party a few days ago.
Building trust. Like, okay.
Was there sister, cousin,
was it
different
fun?
People? Yeah, it was really, really nice. Are you close to your family?
No, not really. No. I'm very independent.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing then.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, we're quite close. I used to be a mummy's boy, but now I'm also very independent. But...
You shouldn't be telling me this, though.
No, it used to be. So it's like the best of both
grown
worlds.
Grown up now.
Yeah. Okay. And I have to do my own washing and stuff. Do you want to see, actually? I'll show you. Tell me if I look more like my mum. That's my mum.
I see, okay.
His mum.
Or my dad.
Yeah, probably your mum.
Your mum? Yeah. People say I look like both of them.
No, you're kind of cute.
If this comes up naturally, it's really good to do. Here it was just kind of, you know, suggested, but just keep in mind that someone will feel a lot more safe and comfortable with you if they've already seen, you know, pictures of you with female relatives mm-hmm. and friends and basically understood that you're a real person with a real life, not some weird stalker type guy. If it's not too personal, quite an interesting question, I think. You can ask me back, but
right.
How come you're single at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I go out a lot. It's just that...
On dates?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just quite picky.
Picky?
I think so, I would say. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think the same. I think I know quite well what I want by now, because I'm not 18.
Right.
So it's kind of, yeah, taking the time to find the...
Because with the wrong person, you just get bored so quickly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really work.
Exactly. And you should be able to know quite soon if you click with someone.
Exactly. I mean, you know instantly. That's why they say it's a click. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to know. I mean, yeah. Tell me more about your best relationships if you want to.
Oh, where to begin? I'll tell you one interesting fact, and then
okay.
I'll tell you more later. My first girlfriend was when I was 21.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was quite a late starter. I was very shy.
It's normal for women, but yeah, it's a bit weird for men, I guess. But nothing wrong with that. Everyone has their own timing, so...
How do I get her to think about coming back to my house?
Come on, you know you want it.
Also, there's come see my hedgehog doing backflips sometime. Lie. Need to be at home now because you're waiting for a sex shop delivery. D, you mentioned that you'll let her try your VR headset? These are really ridiculous.
Some of them are, but maybe in Europe they're weird like that. Try D?
Have you tried VR?
No.
Not
yet.
I know what it is, virtual reality.
Yes, of course I know.
You never know how technological people are. So.
Yeah, well, I have my own startup, so of course I know about technical stuff.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this VR, I wasn't that interested in it, but I just recently got...
set?
Yeah, at home, and
okay.
It's wireless, fully wireless.
Okay.
And it has the hand controls and stuff, but it's super fun. If you haven't tried, you should really try it.
I would love to. That sounds interesting. Do you have the costume as well, or?
No, I think that's the next stage, and they still need to improve the resolution and do some things, but it's almost there where it's great to use. And you could do something like a skydive in Dubai and just watch how that is in 360 degrees,
mm-hmm.
or you know, play an actual game.
That actually sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, when it comes from you.
Well, no, I mean where he's talking about the...
Yeah, this is cool. You've mentioned something you can do together, and it's also a reason for her to come back to the house, because it's something that she can see once she's back there.
Right.
They've got cute little hands. Look at them.
Yeah.
Let's check, compare sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit bigger. Is this so sweet?
Yeah.
How about... massage? Are you good at doing massage with these hands?
No.
And
if you're trying to have massage, how to do massage?
What kind of massage do you like?
Back, legs, and neck.
Do you get stressed and you kind of need a little...
I don't get stressed, but I just like...
Something like that? Yeah.
I
like massage. I like Thai massage.
With the feet?
Yeah, normally some elbows and knees and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But also relaxing one is lovely as well, just with the oil and you almost fall asleep.
Yeah, and then you fall asleep really, yeah.
And then they wake you up with the elbow to the kiss.
Okay, how should I go for the kiss? Give her a genuine complaint, smoothly go for the kiss. Use the evolution phase shift routine. Ask her if you can kiss her. Start by kissing her hand and then kiss her body until you're kissing her face.
That sounds more...
Hold her ears and try to kiss her.
Go with B. I don't know what that is, but it's probably the right answer.
Evolution.
It's not like
just check in.
It's
check
not
in.
Like a religion.
Well, it is like a religion, because if you were religious, you might not believe in it.
Oh, that's how you think.
Yes.
So it was science. But,
well, do you believe in science?
It's not like I can believe or not. Science
it is what
fact.
It is.
It is what it is, yeah.
You'd be surprised. There are a lot of people who don't believe in religion. A lot of people don't believe in science.
Why would I care?
Anyhow, so the thing is, it's very interesting when it comes to evolution. Basically, we have a lot of primal triggers.
Okay.
Things that are from our primitive days that really affect us. So,
instincts.
Yeah, so there's something like...
basic instinct.
Yeah, that, really, yeah. So something like this, like if I just brush your hair back.
Yeah.
And just take a bit and kind of pull it
that's
like that.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah. It's very sexy as well. It's being harsh. And that
okay,
goes back
well,
to this
maybe
primitive...
for some women.
Yeah, not for you.
No.
You must be more evolved then.
Yeah, of course I am.
I like that. I like an evolved woman. Pumpkin and egg.
You're weird.
Thanks.
I don't know if that was the right one, because
this is a seduction technique that's been taught for years by
seduction gurus.
Because it still looked awkward.
Yeah.
To pull in her hair where it works. We got a little bit sidetracked on evolution and stuff, but you know, in some cases, it could be good. Again, it's for guys that don't really know how to escalate, get closer, bridge that
conversation
to touching.
So that was just a...
It's
yeah.
Basically a PUA.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Do you know what it's called?
It worked okay.
See, the PUA stuff isn't that great, guys.
It's like I wake up in the middle of the night, and then I have to stay awake because I can't fall asleep anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I've got some tips.
Really?
I'll try and give you some tips. You tell me if you need them. So, first thing is about temperature. You actually need to cool down.
Okay.
When you go to sleep, so you shouldn't
PUA will get you maybe in the front door, but you still have to back it up with personality and
sure.
Everything
else.
Yeah,
but okay. I was imagining you in
your
pajamas.
Carry on.
So, yeah, it's good to have, like the temperature in the room be quite cool and your body temperature to be quite cool. If you have a bath before, it helps as well.
I think it does sometimes, but not always.
Keep the lights dim for the couple of hours before bedtime, because a lot of people go to the bathroom, brush their teeth, and they have like the strongest light on.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah,
that
I don't want to brush my eye accidentally or something, you know.
Well, you have to learn to do it in the dark. So,
well, it's a vanity. Okay.
First thing should help, obviously, not using
the
screens.
Phones.
Yeah.
Keeping that, like, way away from the bedroom.
Now, me, I can handle it because I can look at a TV before I go and just. If I'm ready to go to bed, I'm ready to bed. Which will be very shortly today. Because it's almost that time.
Well, yeah.
You shouldn't use any pills.
No, you shouldn't really use pills.
All sleeping pills are.
I'm not saying about sleeping pills.
And she's talking about like melatonin, which you're not supposed to use that either because it makes you
dependent on.
Well,
sales.
No, it makes you sluggish during the day. Yeah, I love taking melatonin when I had anxiety attacks bad. That's what I was taking, the melatonin. Okay, chill it out and keep talking. Try to kiss more and be all over her. Oof. While she is horny, try to move the action to the toilet. What? Put a fat stack of cash and tell her she can have it if she fucks you? Chill it out and keep talking?
Chill it out and keep talking. Yeah, chill it out and keep talking. That's...
Before I learned about this sleep stuff, I used to wear pajamas quite a lot. And then Now I either wear silk, because it's very good for like the heat thing, and very soft and lovely. Or in summer, I just don't wear very much.
Would you?
Yeah? In summer only, or?
No, no, during the year.
During the year?
Mm-hmm. Just some perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Like lavender, no, like real perfume, not...
Yeah.
Because you can spray lavender in the bed as well, makes you...
Oh, no, I don't like the smell of lavender. Yeah.
Really?
I prefer jasmine.
Oh. Mm.
Nice. I've got some jasmine massage oil.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, just thought of that.
Right, so funny you should bring this up.
Yeah.
Are you trying to hint on something?
Hint about something?
No. No, you're just bringing this up.
Yeah, just the first
She's thing. Playing. Oh. She's playing with him.
Good that you like jasmine.
Yeah, that's great. What you want to do is, you know, you've already established...
He didn't seem too sure of himself when he...
Right.
Yeah, I guess that'll work.
And keep doing it. You shouldn't try to turn her on
too
much
into a bar anyway. Right.
They say, freak her out. They show the same footage every time.
Yeah.
I need to get out of here. So yeah, in most cases, chill it down, calm it down, kiss her from time to time, but
not all the time.
Cheers.
That's weird, you know, the women know that you want to fuck them, but you can't, like, just come right out at it. It's like, oh, you have to play the game first. I see that as being, it's interesting, but they know what you're there for. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
I love jazz. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the thing about it is,
it's like they
if you give less of a shit,
yeah,
they get the idea of, well,
yeah,
he's not falling all over me like all these other guys. He must be able to get it somewhere else if he doesn't get it from me.
Right.
And he's a high prospect guy.
Right.
Yeah,
high value.
High value.
I like the high prospect too, but high value is usually.
They say high prospect.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Well,
I mean, it means
women would. Oh, well, yeah. He's got it going on.
Right.
I want that.
But they, women have been using the term HVM, high value male, because they definitely use the word. They definitely use.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They use low value.
That's true, because this happens more than once. I've been walking past someone to give money. Sometimes actually homeless people too, but also musicians. And then I'm like, they're good, but I don't have anything. And so you can just use your...
Your app, yeah.
Cool, good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice idea, actually.
Yeah, it's very good for musicians, because they are poor.
Musicians and artists.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. All those poor creative people, right? Isn't that bizarre that the creative people in the world that do things are the most...
When she suggests... Right.
When to suggest leaving? Right after you kiss when she is turned on. When she is laughing and having fun. When there is a lull in the convo. Or a totally unexpected moment. Wouldn't we want to do it at a lull?
When there's a lull in the convo? Oh. See? Or, hold on. After you kiss when
she's still having fun on B. You usually ask her if she wants to go home.
Fun. Yeah, before she gets bored. The lull in the convo might suggest B.
Okay. We'll try it, but I got my money on C.
It's still early, but I don't like the look of those guys. I think I've seen them before.
Good timing. So maybe it was while she was laughing and having fun. Okay, well, I did not know. I thought usually when things calm down, that's when you're like, hey, you want...
Well, I was thinking that, and then I'm like, nah, you want to do it while things are still up.
Okay. Well, the energy is high.
Yeah,
okay.
The energy's
high. You
don't want to
get drunk enough.
I wouldn't want to see that.
You don't like watching men brutally beating each other and stuff, right?
Only their own
blood.
Ring, but not like in a public place.
You like boxing?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we should probably get out of here before it gets
too
rowdy.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you've convinced her that it could be a dangerous place.
Right before you make that invitation is really important.
I've done that before.
She will say, yes or no. So even if
like, this place looks dangerous,
it's like, this place seems like, yeah, you know, this is kind of like.
Then that's going to make it more likely that she'll say no. Again, even if she's had a great
so
day.
When it,
so the time to
they had silence,
try to
more likely
anything.
She'll say
yeah.
no.
So,
high
yeah.
point, and one of those high points is when she laughs.
Okay, when she laughs. Okay. How to start the process of going back to your house. Just start going somewhere with an obvious purpose. I really have to take a shit and I can't go to public toilets. I'm a shy pooper. Let's run back to my flat.
No. You don't want to involve that.
Oh, my Lord.
Tell her, let's go back to my place.
Or
ask her if she wants to go
back to her, your place, or go to hers. Don't do that. Don't do that.
D?
D is where I'm headed.
That's what I'm thinking.
But the question is, where would you go? So we'll see.
We fucked up.
Shit.
Okay.
Maybe it was,
the
nobody's
place.
Oh!
So let's see if it landed on the side. Is that heads or tails? That's tails.
Yeah.
Is that my, what did I say? Heads or sword place? Tails is my place.
Yeah. So you go
let's
to your
go.
Place.
And I'll go to my place.
Yes.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Did I?
I
think we were all on board with that decision. I'll admit,
so
I was thinking was just my place.
What I
choose. You know what, you can keep that.
Yeah.
Keep that, if you want.
No. Why would I want a coin?
Tip for the barman. Let's go. Come on, my
you.
Place.
I hope
no,
it
you
gives you a chance
you
to
we've just flipped.
Save yourself.
Yeah.
That means you come.
That means I won. So
what?
I make the
you
choice.
You confused me. Look, did you study probability or what? Let's go. Come on.
I studied statistics, and it says that most of the women don't go with men after the second date. So.
Well, babe, you can make an exception for me, and I'll make an exception for you.
Wow, he's acting just
no,
like the worst fucking dude ever. Do not be this man.
You get in my house, you get everywhere.
I know, I know. I just want to stay here tonight.
To do what?
To drink and to meet other people.
Crappy music, crappy bar. Let's go to
my
house.
Oh my God, you just gotta go to your house. You just fucked up so bad. This is a...
Roll my sleeves up, okay? Listen, little missy. Don't laugh at myself. Look. Well, what does
somebody
that do?
Save
oh,
me.
Oh no, there's a big man gonna
oh.
come. What does that even do?
He rolled up his sleeves. Look at him.
Yeah, well
big
annoying.
Monkey, I'm leaving.
Well annoying. You're
bye
leaving.
Bye. Yeah,
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
I left first.
Should have probably gone somewhere without.
Okay,
purpose.
So not the pooper.
I would say A.
So we just.
Should we finish this? Try.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more.
Oh, they're basically saying so you want to go somewhere, but we don't know where yet.
Well,
if, check please.
If her excuse was.
For the tip, it's like what you said about not carrying cash. But
see?
I'll get you next time, mate. Don't worry about it.
Just buy him a drink.
Buy him a drink, he's barman. Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy him a
cough drink. I'm normally generous, I just forgot my. I changed trousers.
I
was wearing these jeans.
Excuses.
My bills and the other one. Let's get this cab here. I'm gonna use DD cab. Okay. 3 minutes. That's pretty good. We should, go in a second.
Let's go somewhere more comfortable with better drinks and leave it as implied. Say, let's go, I can show you where I live, or explicitly ask if he wants to come back for sex. I'm about to say A, but I'm not sure.
I want to say...
A or B?
I want to say B, but it could be A. But try B, because you're trying to work or...
Right.
Let's get out of here. I'll show you where I live.
Okay.
Yeah, that will also work. If you had said, come back to my house, just from a subtle change in the use of words, she'd be more likely to say no.
Well, we did it. That was how you get her into bed.
Yeah.
Good Lord, was that a mess.
Man, that's a lot of work.
That was crazy.
To say, let's rub our privates together.
Shit, yeah. It's like she knows you want to have sex with her, but you got to go through all these. It's like going through a circus.
The less you don't swoon over,
yeah, it's like
the better you're probably going to do.
It's like an obstacle course.
Until that becomes the norm, and then they'll expect you to swoon up.
It's like an obstacle course.
Yeah, they want you to swoon over a master. Yeah, they were been dating them.
Good Lord, they're so weird. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we're still awake at this ridiculous hour. And we thank you for joining us on Super Seducer 3, which you can pick up on itch.io for $12 or the expansion for $14. And we are out of here.
Later.